know that rifles were used to injure and kill Dallas officers and a DART officer. And so if anyone knows
this
or recognizes
Dallas Mayor
this picture,
Michael Rawlings,
immediately call 911. Do not approach this suspect. We'll bring him to justice.
Chief, I'm sorry, to get the numbers straight, there's 10 Dallas police officers that have been shot, 3 Dallas police officers deceased, 1 DART officer and 4 DART officers shot, or does that include the 10 or also DART
right.
officers?
Right, so again, the initial release was we had 10 officers shot. One of those officers is a DART officer and they're deceased. Another DART officer was injured, but not deceased. There's 2 Dallas officers deceased. And as I've mentioned, to update you from that initial 10, we've had an additional officer to bring the total to 11. Any other questions?
And we also have one civilian that was shot.
Yes.
Wounded.
Wounded. Any other questions?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll get back
Thank
to you,
you
guys.
Okay, there was a press conference by the Dallas Police Chief David Brown saying that there are 11 officers shot, and he said one of the DART officers is deceased. He said two of them are Dallas police officers that are deceased, so that makes up for the 3 officers there, and also saying that there is 1 civilian that was wounded in this. What you're looking at now, this is what they're asking for. They want to know who this man is, and if you can help identify this man and locate this man in the camouflage shirt with the weapon slung over his shoulder. They believe he is a suspect in all of this and may have, again, according to them, have helped or committed some of the shootings here. They're also saying that they believe that the suspect may have planted a bomb. They're asking for the public's help. They're also asking for the FBI's help in locating this man and also trying to figure out exactly what needs to be done with the situation, the bomb situation, and so forth. We have a horrific situation that just happened here. 11 officers shot. 3 officers dead. No suspects in custody now. They believe that there were 2 snipers. They believe one of them could have been this gentleman, or this gentleman was an actor in some way in this, and they are looking for him. They believe that these 2 snipers shot these officers from elevated positions during these protest rallies. Another officer, 3 officers are in critical condition tonight, according to the latest release and from the press conference there with Chief David Brown. That is the very latest situation happening in Dallas as we look at what is unfolding here. And still what is a very active scene, an active shooter, an active search. We're speaking to members of law enforcement here on our set, Tom Verney, which is a retired New York City police detective, Neil Franklin, a retired Maryland state police officer. Our political commentator, Charles Blow, is here. He knows people who are at the scene. And then we also have Andre Felix, who is in a hotel in Dallas and also took a picture and is also helping. Police are going to speak to him as well. Let's talk to Andre Felix. Andre, this is your picture. This is this man from the back that you turned over to Dallas police. Tell us about your encounter with him. Andre, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell us about your encounter with this man. We're looking at your picture now, a shot of him from the back.
We didn't say anything to him. We didn't talk to him. We we just kind of snuck and took the picture because we just thought it was odd that he was standing in there in front of us with this huge weapon on him. And so we didn't know, you know, if it was fake. And like I said, we're not from Texas, so we don't know, you know, the laws in Texas. So we took a picture because we just thought it was a little odd. And so it comes to find out we have this big incident going on. And so immediately I called the Dallas police number, well, actually dialed 911 first. And then shortly thereafter, the detective called me, and I'm waiting on him to come. And we're going to speak to him and everything and just basically tell them everything we saw.
Okay, I'm going to break in here for a second. If you're just joining me, we have several things going on in light of
the two police shootings that happened in Minnesota and also in Baton Rouge in Louisiana. In response to that, there was a Black Lives protest that went on in Dallas tonight. Two snipers opened fire on police officers during protests in Dallas tonight, and they killed three police officers, injuring seven others, according to the Associated Press. A statement from Dallas Police Chief David Brown, released by a city spokeswoman, says it appears that two snipers have shot 10 police officers from elevated positions during the protest and rally. The gunfire broke out at around 8:45 p.m. Central Thursday, while hundreds of people were gathered to protest the fatal police shootings this week in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and, as I mentioned, suburban St. Paul, Minnesota. Brown's statement said three officers were dead, two were in surgery, and three were in critical condition. Texas Governor Greg Abbott also has directed the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety to offer whatever assistance to the city of Dallas that it needs at this time. The Republican governor issued a statement late tonight that after the Dallas police chief said that it appears two snipers shot 10 police officers during protests and the three officers are dead, Abbott expressed his condolences to the Dallas police enforcement community. He says, in times like this, we must remember and empathize the importance and emphasize the importance of uniting as Americans. And this continues to unfold, and I'm going to continue to feed CNN here for a while. And also, if you are traveling in Oakland, there is a protest blocking 880. So if you're stuck in traffic and you're wondering what's going on, that's what it is. We're told the CHP is working on clearing that out. We'll keep you updated right here on KGO. Let's go back to CNN.
We're chanting and participating in the protest. And this guy was just kind of standing around, looking around. And so it just kind of sparked us as odd. And at first, like I said, we thought that it was a fake gun. And now, you know, we find out that it might not even have been fake. So it's just kind of scary. And so that's why I wanted to contact the Dallas Police Department, and I myself have worked in law enforcement just on a different level for the Department of Corrections. And so I just kind of wanted to do what I can to help them out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Stand by, Andre. I want to bring my law enforcement guys in here. So, Neil, when you hear about, you know, planting a bomb, they believe that they planted a bomb. My goodness, this is, if indeed so, well coordinated.
Yeah, but there's one thing that we have to understand, that, you know, the coordination had to occur within probably the last 24, 36 hours since all of this started to break. And what the police are probably focused on right now they have a person of interest, is they're going to be looking for and pulling any kind of video that they can from businesses and locations throughout that area. And we know that there's plenty of cameras and plenty of video in that area. One of the other things that they should probably do, if they haven't already, is to put another announcement out to the public to review their photos. A lot of people are taking photos and video. If this is one of the people, the thing to do next is to link him to other people. Do we see him talking to other people? Once we identify him, if we can get a name for this individual, and this is why it's important for the public to come forward, if we can get a name, we can even do research for phone records to see if he has a cell phone. Okay, then we can then pull that record, get a subpoena for those records, which will happen very quickly, and then start identifying numbers that he may have called or that may have called him, and then start tying other people to this individual. So the police are already on this. This is the type of work that they're doing, and they're going to try to do it very quickly, because if there is, in fact, I hope it is not, but if there is, in fact, some sort of explosive device planted somewhere, or they plan to do it, we need to get on top of that really quickly.
They didn't say, Tom Verney, how they knew, did they, that the suspects had threatened to plant a bomb in the downtown area? Did they say that, or is that information that they're not letting on? Did you hear that, Neil?
I did not hear that, and what would be interesting is how they would come across this information if they did not, in fact, apprehend anyone yet.
Mm-hmm. Would it be surprising to you, they said that they, you know, we do know that there were at least two snipers, but they also said that there could be more than one, maybe, you know, two or three other people involved in this? Well, I would hope that there's not more people involved in this. We're talking about, they're talking about two so far that they were looking for. And also, by the way, they also were reporting that there was a civilian that was shot as well. Mm-hmm. You know, people at this point, this is an emergency situation. You know, people need to, you know, there's going to be time to break down what happened in these two previous police-involved shootings in Baton Rouge and also in Minnesota. And there's going to be time to extrapolate what happened in those scenarios and break it down and see where we go in those scenarios. This is an emergency situation, not only for Dallas, but also all these other cities that are having these protests right now. Police are going to be on alert, but then people should be on alert as well. Because if you have people attending these protests that have their hell-bent on doing damage to the police, then I could be too particular where the bullets are flying and they're hitting, you know, other bystanders with the police or around the police. So people need to be aware, and like the gentleman did, taking pictures of things that don't look right to them, mm-hmm. and reporting it immediately to the police. This way they can, you know, stop this potentially before more damage is done.
Yeah. The picture you're looking at on your screen is the person who Dallas police want to get in touch with. They're trying to figure out, or at least they want to identify him and figure out where, locate him, figure out where he is and bring him in, because they believe that he had something to do with the shooting of these 11 officers in Dallas, Texas, three of them now dead. Charles Blow is a New York Times columnist. Someone, you know, Van Jones mentioned something earlier, Charles. He said now there's a climate of fear in the country with all of this going on, and sadly so.
Right. I mean, as everybody, I think, on the panel has been saying before, we have to figure out, you know, who these guys are, what their motives are, and what have you. But if this is in fact somehow associated or connected with the protests, it marks a significant ratcheting up of tactic. Mm-hmm. You know, the way that we have seen previous police shootings, they're almost random in a way. You know, someone with a handgun. Even the case you were mentioning before about in New York City, it was, you know, one guy with a handgun. This is a different sort of thing, which makes you really want to know who they are and how they did this. If they, you know, if it's coordinated attack, long guns. You know, in Texas, you could see somebody being able to get into an area like this with guns because it's an open carry state. People show up with guns like that. I was just in Dallas, two blocks away from where this happened. I understand that terrain. I also understand Texas in that way. But, you know, if this is connected in any way, whatever it is, we know it's a mass shooting.
Yeah.
And if it's connected in any way to kind of retribution, it is a significant ratcheting up. And that's something that we as all Americans have to worry about. Like, mm-hmm. how do we live in an environment where everybody, you know, where there's mistrust or there is animosity to this kind of level that someone, for whatever reason, would target police officers in this way and do this much damage.
Areva Martin, an attorney, I wanted you to talk about the legal part of this. And listen.
All right, we're going to jump in here. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. So the latest is we have 11 officers shot, three dead in the city of Dallas after tonight's protests. It's been a horrible situation. And we also have protesters in Oakland who have marched onto Interstate 880 in Oakland, and they are blocking both lanes. Some of them have also began setting off fireworks on the highway. So more than 1,000 protesters gathered earlier in Oakland to demonstrate against the recent police killings of young black men in Minnesota and Louisiana. And this is a continuation of what's going on. Thank God we're not having the violence that we're seeing coming out of the city of Dallas. I'm not sure what's happening, but there was a sniper up on a roof, and he took out a lot of officers. 11 officers shot, three are dead. And once again, the discussion of now the AR-15 is involved in assault weapons, and here we go. So I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back. We'll continue to monitor this situation on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
KGO 8. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
All right, we have a lot of breaking news here to talk about tonight, and we have a protest going on in the city of Oakland. 880 is closed in both directions. The CHP is trying to clear that situation out as the protest continues. If you're in the Oakland area or if you're stuck in that traffic, you have anything to add newsworthy, please give us a call at area code 415-808-0810. 808-0810. Now we're going to go back to CNN in Dallas. And as a matter of fact, this continues to get worse. They're looking for a suspect who is, one of the snipers, I suppose. We have 11 officers shot. 4 have been killed. Let's join the conversation in Dallas on CNN.
You see the suspect in the crowd. How is that possible? Unless he was just someone else who was involved in the shooting. Do you understand what I'm saying?
When I look at the picture, it appears to be daylight. Are you talking about the picture that the police
that the police put up, but then there's also video out of this same person.
Okay, I haven't seen that
yet. But he appears to be in the crowd right after or during the shooting. So I am sort of, flummoxed about how he was in an elevated position and is involved. He could be involved, but maybe not in the elevated position part.
Yeah, and the other thing is, again, we don't know how many people are involved. The police believe that, there was at least 2. But there's still so much that's unknown. So we don't know if this person's really involved yet. It's a good possibility that he was, but we don't know for sure. We won't know until that's confirmed. But someone's got to know this guy. I mean, people are watching these broadcasts. You're obviously not the only network putting this out. Someone's got to know this person. Someone's got to come forward and call that number and identify this person so that we can get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
As said again, before, this is an immediate emergency, needs to be dealt with right now.
Yeah, and as we have been saying here, again, they just want to talk to this person. We don't know their involvement. They're not saying the involvement, but they asked for for the public's help and getting in touch with this person and identifying this person. And again, you can carry a gun, as Charles Blow has said, in Texas.
It's go ahead, Neil. Open carry.
It's
an open carry state. And we have other states that open carry. I mean, Missouri's open carry. We have protests in Missouri. We have protests all across this country right now. And, this is where it really becomes touchy for police officers.
Yeah.
And again, I'm going to keep pushing in this, that we need leaders to come forward and start speaking on this and start bringing a sense of calm about, to all of us involved in this, law enforcement side and the citizens and protesters.
Yeah. You're looking at, these are pictures that happened earlier. Hang on one second. I'm just getting some information. Let me read this. Just stand by, everyone. Okay. So again, there are reports out there that the brother of the person of interest says his brother is not a suspect, that he handed his long rifle over to a police officer. So we're working to confirm that. But at any rate, the police in the press conference asked for information on this person and put that out there. So we want to just, so we don't know what this person's involvement is in this, if there's an involvement at all. But that's it.
Right.
So, but also, there is video. There's a 45-second video that has some dramatic sound of multiple gunshots. A woman can be heard saying that there are people laying on the ground. I hope they are just hiding, followed by more gunshots. And again, if we can get that video up, that video is in the CNN system. But again, that is from an eyewitness who is on the ground. And we're getting information from all of these eyewitnesses saying that they heard multiple gunshots, that some people thought it was fireworks. They didn't believe it was real at first. And then after people started running and they realized that it wasn't fireworks and that it was actual gunshots, people began hiding and trying to get to safer positions. Some people say that they heard, gunshots of rapid succession of 20 at a time. Here is the video I just mentioned. Listen.
Oh my God. There's people laying on the ground. I hope they're just hiding.
Somebody's really armed to the teeth.
Oh my God.
This is not one person with a person with a big knife.
Oh my God. They can't be found.
Okay, so there we go. That is, that's what you hear, and that's what was heard in downtown Dallas. Again, this is a brand new video just into CNN. It's about 45 seconds, dramatic, dramatic sound you can hear of multiple gunshots. You can also listen to that. You also heard the woman saying, there are people lying on the ground. I hope they're just hiding. And then you hear a man saying, someone is armed to the teeth. And I'm not sure if this is coming from the snipers or if this is coming from police. And I don't know, you, Tom Bernie, you can't tell that just from listening to the video, right?
It's hard to tell, but there's certainly a lot of fire power going on there right there.
Yeah.
This is going to be an extremely scary situation for the police and anyone in that area. And if and people need to be looking in that area as well. If people are in those hotels in the surrounding area and they see, you know, certainly someone on an adjoining rooftop, they should be, you know, certainly either recording that or calling 911 first and letting the police know where they're at so they have a better idea of where to focus their attention.
Okay. Okay, so listen, I also want to say that, according to the police chief statements that they believe that the police officers, that the snipers shot the police officers from elevated positions during the protest. But again, they believe that that is what happened. The information that we get in the beginning of this, these situations are not necessarily, doesn't always pan out because it's chaotic situations. But that is information directly from Chief David Brown in a release saying that they believe that the snipers were in elevated positions. But they're also believing that there could be more than two suspects involved. They also put out a picture and a request to try to find one person. Again, don't know if that person is connected, but they just wanted to get in touch with that individual to see, to check him out, to see what's going on. Danny, re-rack this. I want to play this from the beginning, but this is what it sounded like in Dallas just as this all unfolded. Let's listen to this video.
Oh, my God. There's people laying on the ground. I hope they're just hiding.
Somebody's really armed to the teeth.
Oh, my God.
This is not one person with a... This is a person
so
with... A person with a big knife. A few knives.
Okay, a lot of firepower there. That video just in the scene. And I want to get back to our affiliate, KTVT. They're interviewing a father and daughter who were witnesses. Listen in.
Opened up for ideas.
Can you tell me how it was that you heard about what had happened and then what had happened to your family member?
Her, one of her partners called my wife and told her what was going on, and that's when we came down here.
How long has she been with DART? What can you tell us about her?
I don't know. 5, 6, 7 years.
Has she ever been in any scary situation like this before?
No, just your normal stuff, a few fights and stuff, but no, nothing like this.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
No problem.
It has to be a very difficult evening. I'm happy that your mom is okay. So, again.
Can we get your name, folks? Can you say and spell your name?
It's Richard McBride, and this is Hunter.
Hunter's a
year. Hunter McBride. How old are you? 10.
Okay. So, I'm just assuming here, but they're at the hospital, and they're saying, I'm glad that your mom is okay. The mom must be a DART officer, because I heard that towards the end, saying, has she ever been involved in anything like this? And the husband said no, but again, this officer is okay. So officers taken to several different hospitals. The latest information, as you can see on the screen, 11 police officers shot, 4 killed, in downtown Dallas tonight in the business district by what police say are targeted snipers. They say shot from an elevated position, but again, that is that's the initial information coming in very early. Also asking for the public's help and locating a suspect. They put out a picture. They're also saying that they believe that these suspects may have planted a bomb or bombs, and they're asking for the FBI to help, and again, asking for the public's help as well.
All right, we're going to jump in. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO as we're carefully watching what's unfolding in Dallas. We have 11 officers shot, 4 have been killed. The chaos and the melee continues. But also locally, we do have traffic situations, protesters on 880. Let's go to Lee Graham for an update on that situation.
At KGOradio.com.
All right, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, as you heard us speak of before the break. 880 in Oakland is closed. Protesters are blocking both ways, both lanes and both directions, so try to avoid that area. The CHP is working on clearing up the situation. Here's the latest from AP, the latest on the protests in response to the fatal police shootings in Dallas. Dallas police now say 4 officers have died after at least 2 snipers opened fire during protests downtown. 7 other officers were wounded this evening. Police Chief David Brown said police have a suspect cornered in the garage right now and are negotiating with that person. He said the snipers fired upon the officers ambush style. Brown said 3 officers were killed, and police issued a tweet later saying a 4th officer has unfortunately passed away. Brown says the sniper shot from elevated positions during a protest over the 2 recent fatal police shootings. And now we will join CNN live in progress once again.
Brother has come out, and now videos have come out of him running, apparently, when the shots were taking place. What we also been
this is Ben Ferguson, a CNN reporter on the phone.
Baylor Hospital, there was a police car that was actually taken there with one of the policemen in it, and it had a tire and apparently bullet holes in that police car. We just heard about, obviously, a moment ago about SWAT team that with this one suspect they've taken in, but the mayor came out, made it very clear, and the police director as well, that they are still looking for another suspect or suspects. And if you know anything, they're now just saying, hey, there's a tip line, but just call 911. To put this in perspective about how chaotic it is downtown and why the police director may have had that press conference, with the suspect, even though other policemen may have known that he gave his gun over to the police, there is so much chaos right now downtown that game wardens have even been called in to help set up this perimeter in downtown. This is the most... shocking display of cooperation among police lines. It's local police and the FBI. Rarely you have game wardens that are coming in. You have DART that is coming in here. Anyone that is in law enforcement with a badge, basically, has come to the scene and is actively taking part in trying to find this individual. I've been able to watch 20-plus SWAT officers who have been going car to car with their guns drawn, lights on, looking in the windows of cars in the downtown area. This is such an active situation that they're saying anybody that can help, we don't care if you're game warden, please come help us. And they're now being involved in part of this as they're continuing to bring in these SWAT teams in the area where this where this suspicious package was found, and trying to secure that area where this one gunman was found as well.
Yeah.
So it is definitely far from over at this point.
Yeah, and an emergency situation obviously happening in downtown Dallas. There have been 11 police...
The hospitals, just so you know, whether it be Parkland, Baylor, which is in East Dallas, we are still seeing the gurneys that are in the entryway there with not only law enforcement out, but the nurses and the doctors and protecting the area because they're concerned of what may come in. Mm-hmm. But rarely do you see police officers in a defensive standpoint at a hospital waiting for possible people to come in.
Okay. And you can see just the amount of force out in Dallas tonight as you were talking about officers going door to door and asking for anyone who can help them to come in and help them, game wardens. So listen, I have to say, we have the 2 suspects in custody, but I understand is 1 suspect is in custody, and then a person of interest has turned himself in. So, yes, 1 person of interest has turned himself in, and then 1 other person in custody, 1 suspect, alleged suspect, in a shootout with Dallas police. So listen, and this appears to be live pictures on the interstate in Dallas, again from KTVT.
Ben Ferguson, do you recognize where this is? Can you see air right now?
This would be coming right in out from downtown Dallas there. If you can see there, you're looking at, in Arbor Street there is one of the signs says. So this is very close in the proximity to downtown. And if you look in front of those police cars, I think a moment ago when they zoomed out, obviously we're not controlling the cameras, but there was one car that was a non-police car in front of them. So I don't know if this was, some sort of possible chase. But as you can see, as that camera's moving back there, Ann Arbor Avenue. I mean, this is right in the heart of the downtown area. This would be one of the easy ways to get out of downtown. One of the things about downtown Dallas, and the reason why this is, I'm sure they were trying to put a perimeter up, is you can go to Houston, you can go to Oklahoma, you can go through into Arkansas, you can also go out farther deeper into Texas. From the major intersections coming in, whether it be 30 or 45 coming in, or you can go out to Fort Worth. So in this area, literally, there's probably four different ramps that you could take within 30 seconds of where the shooting took place and head off into any part, northwest, east, south, into America, without having to find your way onto an expressway. I mean, it's right there, easy access. The Omni that you showed pictures of earlier, hotel, that is the convention center right there. And the reason when they built that there was because it was such a center point for people to be able to travel in from.
This is I hear a person, excuse me, of interest or a suspect that police were pursuing. And so we don't know the circumstances behind that, but that's what we're hearing from our affiliates there on the ground. Stand by, Ben Ferguson. I want to get now to Anthony May, a retired ATF explosives enforcement officer. Anthony, hi, you're there, right? Can you hear me?
Good evening, Don. Yeah, I can hear
you. I want to play this video for you because and talk to you about the firepower here and also talk to you about this suspicious package, which officers believe may have been a bomb. But first, let's play this video of the actual gunshots in downtown Dallas tonight.
This is not one person with a. This is a person with. A person with a big knife. A few knives.
Oh my God! They can't be found. Oh my God!
Test.
Oh my God!
Okay, so Anthony May, talk to me about the firepower, and then. The suspicious package discovered near the suspect that has been, there was a shootout with police, there's a suspect in custody with a shootout with SWAT officers. There's a suspicious package discovered near this suspect's location, and it's being secured by the Dallas PD bomb squad. So you got the SWAT team with one person, you got lots of firepower there, and then you have the bomb squad. Walk us through this.
Well, the initial shots that you were hearing in that video, the very first one or two shots, sounded like obviously a long gun, somebody taking a precision shot. The only problem we've got with analyzing that in this downtown setting with all the building, you've got echoes, you've got noise distortion. So but definitely a long gun. But then as the video progresses, you have the rapid fire, probably a semi-automatic rifle of some type, assault weapon, if you want to go that route. As far as suspicious package, when officers are taking fire like this, anything becomes suspicious, especially if it's co-located with a suspect or someone of interest. So it's going to be exploited. The only problem is now we've got a bomb squad working under conditions that are where they're taking fire. So the SWAT teams are going to provide cover, and they will be exploiting that package, probably not in their normal routine manner. I would suspect that they're going to violently rip the package open with some of their disrupting tools, explosive disrupting tools, in order to not be on target and be out in the open for any other sniper-type fire.
I want to update our viewers right now. Anthony, don't go anywhere, because, again, we have 11 officers shot. We have four officers dead here. We also have information from the Dallas Police Department. The Dallas Police Department tweeted in a statement, and this is from them, "The person of interest whose picture has been circulated just turned himself in. Another alleged suspect was in the shootout with Dallas SWAT officers. That suspect is also in custody. A suspicious package was discovered near the suspect's location. The package is being secured by the DPD bomb squad. And I should tell you that CNN is aware of local media reports saying that the man in the photo tweeted by Dallas PD earlier this evening is not involved in this shooting. We are aware of local media reports saying the man in the photo tweeted by Dallas PD earlier in the evening is not involved in the shooting. CNN has not confirmed these reports again, so we should we just want to be transparent and let you know what we know at this hour. Again, very fluid situation.
All right, we're going to jump in here. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10, and we have our own situation going on. Thank God, nothing like what's going on in Dallas, and we will continue with our live feed from CNN. But let's go to Lee Graham and check out the protest situation in the traffic lanes of 880.
The police have northbound 880 and southbound 880 shut down entirely at Broadway. So the northbound side really hasn't improved, and traffic still stopped back to High Street. Huge warning for you if you're coming up the Nimitz and you haven't gotten there yet. You want to detour now. Southbound 880 still stopped back to just before Adeline, and there's no ETO on reopening the freeway just yet. By the way, if you're in a semi and you're driving, CHP is saying that you can use 580 through Oakland, and that's until further notice.
Yes, and also, it does look like that's what's happening with most of the traffic. I wanted to ask you, Lee, it looks to me as if the CHP is containing this protest. Is that correct?
They, as far as I understand, they have it under control.
Okay.
They do.
All right.
You just don't want to be stuck. You don't want to get...
Right.
And if you're coming down southbound 880 and you have not passed 7th Street yet, stop. Get me. Just detour. Do not stay on southbound 880. You're going to be stuck for who knows how long. Also, 980 westbound is jammed as well from the Nimitz back to about 12th Street. And I wanted to mention, if I hadn't already, AC Transit bus reroutes in downtown Oakland are happening because of the march. We want to stay updated on that. Again, we have no ETO on when they're going to reopen 880. It's closed at Broadway due to protesters.
Okay.
For those of you heading up eastbound 80 into Crockett, construction slowdowns have relaxed a little bit. Stop and go from a little after California Street in Rodeo to the Carquinez Bridge Toll Plaza. And for those of you heading down southbound 101 out of San Jose through Coyote and Morgan Hill, that's road work that's got traffic jammed solidly from Coyote Creek Gulf Drive down to Cochran Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Again, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. We're going to join CNN Live in Progress. The city of Dallas, the protests have really gotten out of hand. We have 11 officers shot, 4 have been killed. Let's join the live conversation with CNN.
Protests. Freedom of speech, but this was not the way to do it. This was truly,
Bro, my God.
This was a tragedy.
God,
this is nothing. This is nothing less than a terrorist attack, honestly. That's my personal opinion. I know.
Listen, you're free to say that. That's your opinion. And having shot this video, I just want you to walk us through it again, because it's not shot in the format that that would make it clear on television. So explain to our viewers what we're seeing, how close to the officer, where the shooter was, where the officer was.
Okay. Came out to the balcony. I did hear some popping sounds. I did think it was fireworks at first. Came out. Man had a rifle, an AR-15, clear as day. Pretty big magazine, and you can see towards the end of the video here, he goes ahead and drops a few mags. So
this is him behind the railing. This is him behind the railing next to the column, correct?
Yes, this is him right here to the right of that white pillar. Shooting to the left, goes ahead, turns around, shoots to the right, shoots on the other side of the pillar. He was shooting at something and aiming at somebody. Then he, turned around, checked his back, make sure there was no one coming. But the officer did come across the right side of the screen to that pillar to the right and tried to take him one-on-one in a firefight, and it didn't end very well. And it was just very tragic.
And that's the officer getting shot right there?
No, I didn't get a video of the officer getting shot. That is the officer down right there. It was it looked like an execution, honestly. He stood over him after he was already down, shot him maybe three or four more times in the back. So at that point, I didn't know if he was confirmed dead or anything, obviously, but he was down for about five more minutes until anybody can come get to him.
How far away from the suspect were you, and how clearly could you see him?
Maybe about 50 yards.
What did he look like?
Honestly, in the video, I don't know the exact skin color. I can't, throw that out there. But he did have some tactical pants on. He had a tactical green shirt on. I honestly don't know what race he was. I can't, just throw out a race out there. But it did look planned. I mean, he just parked and he knew where to stand and opened fire. He had ammo ready. He was ready to go.
Is this his car with the flashers?
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's his Chevy Tahoe right there. It's a late model Chevy Tahoe. So he just got out of there, walked over to the pillar, put a magazine in, was ready, and started firing.
And where did he go afterwards? Did he drive away in the car?
No. Afterwards, what he did after he killed the policeman, he walked over to the right, sort of to the right of the screen, around the corner, and went up. He went west down Elm Street towards El Centro College, down that alley over there. So after that, I just got live on Facebook and was just going on from there. I didn't get anything else. I didn't get them on video.
Was he standing over? Was it execution style?
I would say so. He when he shot the officer at first, officer was clearly down, was already, he was already done, and stood over him again and just popped another three, four rounds into him, and it was very, very just disturbing to watch.
It's just unbelievable that you caught this on videotape, and I'm sure it was just a surreal moment for you.
Yeah, it was really troubling. I came away to did a little staycation, had a few days off, and wanted to relax and going tomorrow morning to work. I was hoping get a good night's rest, and something like this happens. It was definitely troubling.
Yeah. So you said, and I'm going to read what you said to our producers, okay? And then you can also walk me through it.
Okay.
You're staying at a hotel downtown. I don't want to say what hotel you're staying at. Don't say that.
Okay.
You heard the shooting. You started filming. You said the shooter had lots of 30-round magazines, correct?
Yeah. That's my guesstimate. They weren't, short mags. They were definitely, high capacity magazines.
So many that you say they were falling out of his pockets?
Yeah, he dropped about two of them. You can see at the end of the video, he dropped two of them coming out of his pocket. He did have multiple pockets. You can't see in the resolution of the video, but he did have about three or four pockets coming down the front of his pants.
You said it looked like he was wearing body armor.
Yeah, he did definitely look like he was wearing something underneath his shirt. The police officer did shoot him in the back, but it did not faze him. It really, he just turned around and shot the officer like nothing ever happened. So I can only assume there, unless he was a really, really big guy, that he had some kind of body armor on underneath that T-shirt.
You said that you watched an officer sneak up behind the shooter and then watched the shooter turn around and shoot the officer multiple times.
Yes, sir, yeah. He came up behind the right pillar, the pillar just to the right of him, and was hiding with his back to the pillar, turned around, shot about three shots, maybe hit him with one. The assailant turned right around, came around the corner. The officer thought he came around the other side of the pillar, That's when he caught the officer from the back and shot the officer.
At first, you say the guy was shooting wildly. Was he just shooting randomly, or was he aiming directly for that officer?
When I stepped out to the balcony, he was shooting into the intersection, shooting into a parking lot. But then he directed his fire. Obviously, some police officers were on the corner over there on the left side of the video, and he started directing his fire that way. So maybe he was trying to get, you know, commotion going for, you know, to get the cops' attention. That's all speculation, obviously. But that's from what I gathered from it.
And how long before other officers showed up to help, correct?
Oh, it was quick. I would say about after the shooting started, maybe about 2-3 minutes, honestly, if that.
Unbelievable. If you're just tuning in, I'm on the phone with Ismael De Jesus. He was in a hotel across from where one of the officers was shot. He's on the phone with us live, and you see his video up there now, and he's describing to us what happened. Let's take you back to the beginning of this video. Again, it's very difficult to watch and listen to, and then we'll continue our conversation with Ismael De Jesus. Play it.